You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
With the Congress getting close to 100 seats in the Lok Sabha and the India Alliance narrowing the gap between the government and the opposition with a difference of just 50-odd seats, India's grand old party has started making overtures to those outside the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, grouping and even those within. From Eknath Shinde to Chandrababu Naidu, the outreach to leaders is taking place behind the scenes, said people aware of the matter. Priyanka Gandhi Vadra on Tuesday wrote an emotional post for the man who is expected to defeat Smriti Irani in Amethi, Kishori Lal Sharma. Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, who campaigned extensively for the Congress party's candidate in her family's pocket borough, said she never doubted that Kishori Lal Sharma would win the Lok Sabha polls. "Kishori Bhaiya, I never had any doubt, I knew you would win. My heartiest congratulations to you and my beloved brothers and sisters," she added. A Sukhoi fighter jet of the Indian Air Force crashed in Nashik district of Maharashtra on Tuesday, news agency PTI, citing police, reported. The pilot and co-pilot ejected safely, Special Inspector General of Nashik Range DR Kale told PTI. The Sukhoi plane crashed in a field near Shirasgon village, the IPS officer said. The fighter jet was being flown by Wing Commander Bokil and his second-in-command Biswas when it crashed in a farm in Shirasgon village in Nifad Tehsil at 1:20 p.m. Amid criticism against the New York pitch, India head coach Rahul Dravid took aim at ICC over the practice facilities provided to the team for the T20 World Cup. "It's a bit strange to be practicing in a park," said Dravid ahead of India's World Cup opener against Ireland on Wednesday. "Obviously, at the World Cups you'd be in big stadiums or you'd be at cricket stadiums traditionally. But you know, we're at a public park and practicing," he added with a smile of sarcasm. Singer-actor Navraj Hans, son of veteran singer-politician Hans Raj Hans, has carved a niche for himself, but he confesses the journey this far hasn't been an easy one. "I'm working on independent music a lot right now. I'm at a position where I have the money to do it. Earlier I didn't have that kind of money," says Navraj, who is soon going to release his own EP.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.